If people are dieting now more than ever before, then why are nearly 1 in 3 American adults overweight? Dr. Gundry, who's helped thousands lose weight and feel younger and healthier than ever, says most people are not getting enough fat-burning MCTs from their food. MCTs are a special kind of compound that, instead of turning into fat when you consume it, turns into ketones, which is a chemical that breaks down the excess fat in your body. So, by getting more MCTs in your diet, you essentially flip a switch that puts your body in caloric bypass mode, which can flush out excess fat and calories. And he's created an easy way for you to activate caloric bypass right at home. It's called MCT Wellness. This powerful blend of fat-flushing MCT powders and antioxidant-rich polyphenols is designed to help you unlock your body's fat-burning, energy-producing potential. What's even better is that it's a delicious drink. I love how incredible it tastes. All you do is add a scoop to water, enjoy, and watch as you start feeling slimmer and more energized. So, if you want to experience a quick, easy, and effective way to melt pounds fast, go to GundryMD.com/energy and order right now to get up to 53% off your regular price order with a 90-day money-back guarantee. Again, that's GundryMD.com/energy.
How do people feel about getting Big Fitness Energy at Planet Fitness for $15 a month? They feel as thrilled as a kid the first summer they're tall enough to ride the roller coaster. That's right. When you join Planet Fitness right now, you get access to tons of equipment and free fitness training in a clean and spacious club. Don't wait. Join the judgment-free zone today for that all-day energy. Download the free Planet Fitness app and join today for $15 a month.
Hurry. Deal ends September 12th. Join today for $15 a month.
See Home Club for details.
Yo! Welcome into the House of L podcast. I am Lawrence Holmes. Thank you so much for hanging out here with me. I am still down at the SEC, and I am having myself a time. Let me just tell you. It's been enjoyable. Yeah, at some point, I'll do a whole pod about the experience versus the destination for vacation. And as I've been saying, like, this is a work vacation for me. I'm just kind of hanging out and meeting people, talking about different things that I'm interested in. And I really hope that as a station, we end up doing more college football, and I want to set us up to do more college football. So I'm trying to make as many connections as I can down here, have a scene, and, you know, start to move the needle a little bit and get to know some of the people that are in charge when it comes to SEC football. And my hope is that I'll get a chance to do some of this stuff, whether in person or on the air with the Big Ten as well, and just spend a little bit more time talking about all of it. I don't get the opportunity to talk to a lot of the people who make a difference in college football because, you know, we don't ordinarily cover it. Like, it's, which makes sense. Like, the goal of the score is there's a lot of news in Chicago. Like you heard the Caleb pod, for example. There's a lot of news in Chicago that we have to work through too. But I've enjoyed being down here and getting to see how things function. So it was cool. So today, I stayed out late. Unk was outside last night, which is a rarity, but, and I'll tell you about that a little bit later on, but a lot of my friends are here. Like, they're here in Dallas because they're covering the festivities at the All-Star game. So I got a chance to hang out with Shake and Clinton Yates and Russ last night, and it was terrific. Like, it was really a lot of fun. But on to the football. So this morning I got up and I said, okay, like, this is a little bit different. Alabama doesn't speak until tomorrow, but I did get some pictures of Nick Saban, who is in the room. So to give you an idea of what's going on, at the big press conferences, the ones that are carried live, the speaker, the coach, is at a podium, and we're in a huge ballroom. And then in the back, ESPN SEC Network has a staged area. That's where I ran into Dusty Dvorak, and I talked with him. I saw Roman Harper there. Laura Rutledge, who I think is one of the best studio hosts in our business, she had a panel going today, and it was Jordan Rogers on there. I think Rome was on that one, and Nick Saban. So no issues with the credential on Tuesday at the SEC. No problem at all. So it was cool to be in the back of the room and look over and be able to see Nick Saban talking about everything that goes on inside of the SEC. I think at one point I walked through the shot too as I was leaving. But Kirby Smart kicked off the day, and I was really excited to be in the Kirby Smart press conference because I really wanted to ask him one specific question. And I got an answer to that question, which makes it even better. There's a couple of coaches that I obsess about, meaning I go and look through their history of stuff. Like, Mike Leach's air raid stuff is fascinating. You could throw Hal Mumme into that too. I like going down that rabbit hole. I also think what Urban Meyer did with the spread is worth learning about and hearing him talk about. I think that Urban on television, as far as college football goes, I don't know if there's anyone better than Urban when it comes to explaining football, and especially explaining offensive football, and obviously explaining what he was able to do with spread. Kirby Smart's another one of those guys for me. I love to watch some of the stuff that he's done, the ways that he's reacted to the offensive environment that college football is. And he's one of those guys where I'll go down the rabbit hole of watching tape of Kirby Smart's defenses and seeing the little intricate things that he's done to make Georgia's defense top notch. And it's not just the players. The players is a big part of it, but it's not just the players. There's scheme stuff that is really valuable. The Mint front, look it up. What he does with the Mint defense, the way that he's distilled the defense to a one-word call so that guys can, who they're repped, they know what they're doing, and he's able to make it go faster. The way that he makes his defense look scary. So go look it up. Go look up the three high Mint package that Georgia runs, and look at the kind of creative chess playing that Georgia has been able to use. And then you put those incredible athletes in an incredible scheme, and you get a winning defense. So I asked Kirby about that. I asked him about defenses evolving and whether or not they are reacting to things, or if he wants to put the pressure on the offense to make them react to him. This was his response.
That's a long question that I could spend a lot of time on, you know, and I learned a lot from the defensive guy in the back of the room back there that you're always adapting. You have to adjust to them, but you have to dictate to them as well. If you sit back nowadays and let offenses dictate to you, they can do enough things to drive down the field and be explosive and make big plays and score quickly that it can become frustrating. You have to have ways to create negative plays. I think every defensive coach would say that. But I do think looking forward and backwards is really important. You know, we have a relatively young defensive coordinator in Glenn Schumann who spends more time on Zooms. He loves talking football. He spends time with NFL coaches, high school coaches. Some of the best ideas we've ever gotten defensively came from great high school minds in the state that we were coaching in because they came up with really innovative ideas because they defend these offenses sometimes before we do. And I've always been enamored with that in-game adjustment of what we can give a kid or give a defense to help them against something they're doing. You're always reacting, but you do want to dictate at times too by the way you pressure and the things you do.
Love it. And I feel like if we were in an interview situation where he's on the show, he would have kept going. But that's the type of stuff that I love to know. You can tell that he's passionate about defense. That while, you know, he's got a new defensive coordinator, the defensive philosophy of the Georgia Bulldogs is his brainchild, his baby. And everyone involved in it is about that life. And with the success that Georgia has had, sending players and sending defensive players especially to the NFL, it makes for really competitive practices. And I asked Malachi Starks, who's probably going to be the first safety drafted next year, whether or not, you know, what those practices are like. And he's like, man, like it's real. Everyone knows what it is to work and be a part of what's happening at Georgia defensively. They take a lot of pride in it, and I love to see it. We spend a lot of time focused on offense, and we should, but I love to give credit to coaches who are doing great stuff defensively, and Kirby Smart is that dude. So if you picked up nothing from me when it comes to talking football, go down the Kirby Smart defense rabbit hole. The guy is an absolute genius. All right, we're going to take a break. There's some other things that I wanted to share with you from my time down here and some of the sea change stuff, some of the bigger picture stuff with college football. And I had the chance to talk with Georgia, Tennessee, Oklahoma, and Missouri. They were the four schools who were out there and available. So I'll give you a little bit of what that was like next.
I am so happy that Badlands Pet Superfood Complete is back on House of L. So I don't have a dog, but I have a friend who has a dog, and that dog has kind of become my best friend. His name is Pudge. He's adorable. He's a Morkie, a Maltese Yorkie mix. So I said, I want to bring over Badlands Pets Superfood Complete and have Pudge try it. And if he liked it, then we were going to stick with Badlands Pets and keep it going. He loved it. We mixed it with a little bit of water. He's a teeny tiny guy, 7 pounds. We mixed it with a little bit of water, and he absolutely loved it. And now, when it's mixed with his other foods, he sifts through that to get to Badlands Pets Superfood Complete. Between that and the mission that Katherine Heigl has been on, I feel like it's a company that House of L should be partnered with for a long time. And you're going to be the beneficiary of this. Go to BadlandsRanch.com/Loho. I'll say it again. BadlandsRanch.com/Loho. And if you order right now, we're going to give you 50% off your regular price order with a 90-day money-back guarantee. If you want your dog to experience all these incredible things just like my guy Pudge did, go to BadlandsRanch.com/Loho. BadlandsRanch.com/Loho. We're going to give you 50% off. Pudge is going to be happy. You're going to be happy. Your doggo is going to be happy. We're happy that Badlands Ranch is back with House of L, and we hope that you benefit from it and your doggo loves it.
Men, when we leave the house, it's phone, wallet, keys. How's my hair look? But if you're experiencing hair loss,
you may not be so confident when you step outside your door. It's time to get that confidence back and restore your hair with Hims. No man wants to lose his hair, but for men, it's actually quite common. And now with Hims, the solution is simple. Try Hims Hair Loss Solutions and you'll be joining hundreds of thousands of subscribers who got their flow back. Men, real talk. The only thing worse than losing your hair is waiting forever for it to grow back. That's why you need Hims, and you can start seeing your hair grow back in as little as 3 to 6 months. Hims provides access to a range of hair loss treatments that work, all from the comfort of your couch. Hims makes treating hair loss simple, with doctor-trusted treatment options and clinically proven ingredients like finasteride and minoxidil that can regrow hair in as little as 3 to 6 months. They offer personalized chewable, oral, spray, and serum treatment options, so you can find what works best for you. The process is simple and 100% online. Just answer a few questions and a medical provider will determine if treatment is right for you. If prescribed, your treatment is sent directly to your door. Hims has hundreds of thousands of trusted subscribers, so if you feel like you're losing a part of yourself with your hair loss, get Hims and get your confidence back. Start your free online visit today at hims.com/Hail Mary. That's hims.com/Hail Mary for your personalized hair loss treatment options. hims.com/Hail Mary. Results vary based on studies of topical and oral minoxidil. Prescription products require an online consultation with a healthcare provider who will determine if a prescription is appropriate. Restrictions apply. See website for full details and important safety information.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger. For thousands of appetizing ingredients that inspire countless mouthwatering meals. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week, and up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with points. So you can get big flavors and big savings. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
So as I mentioned, Georgia started off the day, and it was cool to watch them do their thing and talk with Kirby Smart, hear what he had to say about NIL. And watching the coaches talk about NIL is interesting. It's a great quote from Kirby. Kirby said about NIL that NIL shouldn't be the primary objective of a player, but he's happy that it's better for that young man. He wants the right reasons to be the reason that they end up in Athens, but he's not so dogmatic about it that he doesn't understand that the right reason can also include money. He said that. And he wasn't the only one. Josh Heupel talked about it a little bit too. That's a big deal. The other thing that I thought was interesting hearing coaches discuss is there's new rules this year. One of them allows for better communication. I guess both of them technically allow for better communication. Players are going to be able to use live tablets to watch things back, and there's going to be helmet communication. So now, you know, one defender and the quarterback will each have helmets. And like the NFL, it's the NFL thing. They'll basically be able to talk to the players for 15 seconds before the helmets shut down. This is great. And I know in the first segment of this pod, we talked about the one-word defensive calls that Georgia has. So there's that. That makes things really easy to make some changes. But offensively, this is going to take some time. The way that it sounded when listening to Josh Heupel and Eli Drinkwitz talk about this, it seems like they're still getting, the players are still getting used to it. And Heupel even said that, you know, they kind of want to make sure that they streamline how they're talking. That they want to say less and communicate more with what it is they're saying. So something else to look at it, as the college season approaches us. I was in the Brent Venables press conference as well. I got to tell you, man, This is a part of the country that I don't know a ton about. I've been to Dallas. I've been to Arlington to cover a Cowboys game. I don't think I've ever, like, in my life, I don't think that I've ever been to Oklahoma. But Oklahoma came to Dallas today when, because, you know, Oklahoma is in Texas, are now in the SEC. So it's a big deal. And Oklahoma, Norman is not far. And I know a couple of Dallas stations cover Oklahoma as well. They were here in force. Greg Sankey, the SEC commissioner, even said that he had never seen this many cameras for the coach walking in to the press conference. I counted 20. And it's, remember what we're talking about. We're talking about a Georgia team that is 46-2 in its last 48 games. And while there were a lot of people here from Atlanta and Athens, it wasn't like what it was for Oklahoma. So they are hyped up, and they kept talking about Oklahoma joining the SEC and how it's a big deal. And Brent Venables was really interesting, kind of talking about what this means and how Oklahoma's history of being one of those big programs that they're not afraid to walk into the SEC. So he said they're running towards the SEC, not away from it. So good luck to him. But it was a really interesting day, man. And I learned a lot of ball today. And there's so many like weird connections, like Josh Heupel. Brent Venables was on the 2000 coaching staff with Josh Heupel. And Josh Heupel and Kalen DeBoer, DeBoer's the Alabama coach, they're both from South Dakota. And he laughed, like thinking, wow, two coaches from South Dakota are in the SEC. And then, of course, you had, you know, Kirby Smart literally looking at Nick Saban as he was talking about what Georgia is all about. It's pretty wild, but a good day for sure. I'm glad I got the opportunity to enjoy it. I appreciate you. I know this is a double pod day. I get that, it's a double pod day, but I appreciate you anyway. And I hope you get what you need out of this one. And if you haven't checked out the Caleb Williams one, you should check that one out too. Thanks for your time. I'm having a blast down here at SEC Media Days. I really am. I told Mitch that this was a really good idea. So I'm glad that I'm here, and I'm glad that it's working out, and I'm glad that you're listening to the pod. I'll talk to you next time. Peace!
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger. For thousands of appetizing ingredients that inspire countless mouthwatering meals. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week and up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with points. So you can get big flavors and big savings. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply. When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger. For thousands of appetizing ingredients that inspire countless mouthwatering meals. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week and up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with points. So you can get big flavors and big savings. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.